This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. World's largest plastic recycling plant being developed in Sweden. A record 1 billion Swedish krona is being invested into the existing recycling plant Site Zero by Swedish Plastic Recycling, which will see the facility being developed with new cutting-edge technology. This development means that it'll be possible to recycle 12 types of plastic compared to the 4 types of plastic it can recycle today. Leftover small plastic parts will be separated and sent to chemical recycling, or will instead become new composite products. No packaging goes to incineration at Site Zero. Chief Executive of Swedish Plastic Recycling, Mattias Philipsen, said that we are doubling our capacity and will be able to handle 200,000 tons of plastic packaging per year. This creates the conditions needed for receiving and eventually recycling all plastic packaging from Swedish households. A completely climate-neutral facility with zero emissions, the site is powered by renewable energy. Anything that cannot be recycled will be sent to carbon capture storage without emissions. Building solar panels across the plant's spacious flat roof is also part of the plan to produce renewable energy at Site Zero. First malaria vaccine given approval by World Health Organization. 30% of severe cases could be prevented by this new jab, Mosquirix. And according to experts of the WHO's advisory bodies for immunisation and malaria, tens of thousands of lives could be saved every year. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who's Director General, said, "Today is that day, a historic day. Today the WHO is recommending the broad use of the world's first malaria vaccine. This long-awaited malaria vaccine is a breakthrough for science, child health and malaria control. Using this vaccine, in addition to existing tools to prevent malaria, could save tens of thousands of young lives each year. Millions of doses will be considered by Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, which secures access to life-saving vaccines for low-income countries. Mosquirix acts against Plasmodium falciparum, which is the deadliest of all the malaria parasites carried by the Anopheles mosquito. Creating a vaccine against this has been extremely challenging, as this parasite is far more complex than a virus or bacteria. Although this vaccine's effectiveness is comparably low when looking at jabs for other diseases, WHO believes it will still prevent tens of thousands of deaths every year, given the sheer number of annual fatalities from malaria. Peruvian playground built from seized guns. A children's playground in Peru has been built from recycled firearms, which have been seized. According to officials, more than 5,000 guns were melted down in order to produce seesaws, monkey bars, swings and exercise machines at the park in Lima. Denitza Vilka, a coordinator with the neighbourhood council, said this playground is a dream. It is a dream come true thanks to the guns which were previously used to commit crimes, to murder. Now these guns are used for the good of our children. A collaboration between local residents and the Andean country's arms control body, SUCAMEC, made the building of the park possible. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Sjoerd van der Maiden, who created the company which has a low stimulus environment for people with autism. Van der Maiden was moved to set up his company, Specialist Terran, after seeing how well his son developed while sailing around the world with his family in an environment free from all stress factors. Van der Maiden said he suddenly had space and time in his head to do his schoolwork neatly, and he was done faster. On the ship, in a quiet environment, Max did better than his brothers. Specialist Terran was created in 2008 and utilised small and quiet-looking offices. It had soundproofing measures and no deadlines. Van der Maiden said, "When all the stressors are gone, people with autism excel. I think it is a great social injustice that people with a form of autism are dismissed while they have so much to offer. They have capabilities that we are desperate for." This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the happy broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, here's a taster of Agony Rants, the newest show on our network. Eurovision winner Niamh Kavanagh and comedian Garrod Farrelly have been friends for a very long time. In this show, they are widening their circle of friends to include you. If you need unwavering, unconditional support, someone to champion you, or to just get something off your chest, they are ready to listen, offer advice, and if necessary, start a brutal campaign of revenge on your behalf.
Agony Rants, coming soon to the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Why can I not say podcast?
Hello, I'm Garrod Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And we have been friends for a very long time.
And that is what we are offering you on our new podcast, Agony Rants. If you need a support group and want to tell us a secret.
Or if you need someone to champion you or just cheer you up.
Or maybe even some advice.
On how to burn down a house or blow up your life or get revenge. So send your secrets, stories and problems to agonyrants@gmail.com.
Agony Rants, coming soon to the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounds a little suggestive, I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah, it was a little bit. It's Barry Cadbury's Caramel Bunny.
Giving your time to voluntary work or other people for their sake can seem like it's something anyone does just because it's the right thing to do. But actually, giving time to others is a great way of contributing to our own selves and to our own well-being. It can change our perspective on time and make us more open to new opportunities. It can give us a feeling of empowerment through intent that we have to help others around us. It makes us happier and more productive as people because we feel more connected to other people by giving time to them. The changes and benefits of giving time will come slowly, but if you commit yourself to giving someone time every day, then you will find benefits to your own well-being and perceptions. Just start by giving time to anyone today. Go from there and you'll be able to say to yourself at the end of the day that you made a difference to another human being. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.